He clearly had a major impact on the university system, both here in Chapel Hill and across the state. His political impact, I think, was seismic as well, Rand. You know, he was a model in a couple of different but pivotal ways. First, for Republicans to show that they could run and win statewide in North Carolina, something they had not been able to do successfully for so often throughout the 20th century. Obviously, he rode in on the coattails of Nixon's landslide in 72, but defeating Skipper Bowles, Erskine Bowles' father, in a hard-fought election really gave life to the modern Republican Party in North Carolina. He also showed that youth was not an obstacle. You know, being elected governor at 38, paving the way just 4 years later for another 30-something Jim Hunt to run and win. And he also, though, is known, I think, ran very much as a moderate Republican. Part of that may have been circumstance. Holzhauser, like the Republican who would succeed him in the 80s, Jim Martin, faced a heavily Democratic legislature. So to the extent people thought that our current governor, Pat McCrory, may be in Holzhauser's model, McCrory, with strong Republican majorities, found himself in a very different spot.
And with so much going on in Raleigh right now, what can you say about how he kind of compares to the Republican in House right now, as there are lots of talks about a Republican has taken back over the House, taken back over the governorship right now, and controls the legislature in North Carolina?
Well, Governor Holzhauser, by temperament likely, but certainly by circumstance, worked across party lines in a way that is not being seen today, and in no small part because the Republicans have such dominant majorities in the state legislature as well as in the governor's office. So Holzhauser, of course, forged that relationship with UNC President Bill Friday and to bring about the Board of Governors system, had a relationship, a working relationship with his Democratic Lieutenant Governor Jim Hunt, and was able to work with the legislature and get major pieces of legislation, whether it's education, protection of the environment, get it passed as a Republican working with a dominant Democratic majority. Of course, he also wasn't able to run for re-election. North Carolina at that time was just a one-term gubernatorial state. So I think he really was focused on making the most of his 4 years, but also, you know, governors then immediately upon election became lame ducks in some way. So it's a different legacy, I think, legislatively, probably not as deep as Governor Martin's, and we'll see what the case is with Pat McCrory. But Pat McCrory, you know, is not faced with working across party lines in the way that Jim Holzhauser was.